it's a tremendous effort by everybody, particularly the city council and Keir's, for getting it done in this within the parameters set for it. We're really excited about it. It gives a completely different feel to the stadium as well.
The demolition started, didn't it, early December last year? So it's been under 12 months from the start of that demolition to the finished product. Community facilities as well, is that all done behind the stand, or is that still yet to be completed, that part?
That part is still to be completed. There'll be state-of-the-art educational facilities at the rear side of the stand, and a skills centre in there. So the whole thing fits into our community stadium idealism for it. So, yeah, we're really excited about it. It's a lovely-looking stand as well.
And, Bob, remind us how much this has cost.
Well, I think you need to speak to the City Council about that. It's their baby. Marco has driven this through, so the actual final figures would be in his domain.
And an important question, Bob, have you sat in the seats? Are they comfy?
They are, yeah. There's more room than in the old stands.
To stretch your legs out a bit.
Yeah, you can. There's a bit of knee room in there. Even mine don't go under my chin when I'm sitting in there.
And Dottie's very keen at football, Bob, when it comes to burgers. All that will be open as well, I assume.
Yeah. The concourse inside, again, it's lovely for the supporters because of the age of some of the other stands. The facilities in there are brand spanking new, lovely kiosk, lovely concourse, lovely loos for everybody. It's a real treat. People will enjoy it.
I don't know what Sam Edwards is saying, Bob. Just because I like a cheeseburger at half time, it's not against the law, is it?
No. There's plenty along there with you, Sam. No problem at all.
Are you sold out for this weekend in that stand?
No, we're not sold out. At the moment, we've run at about, because we're not giving it full capacity, there's about 1,300 people tickets been sold at the moment. We've got a lot of our own academy lads coming in. The actual players have been invited in. And we've also got some people who are switching for a game. We've allowed our season ticket holders to be able to do that at no extra cost.
Yeah, and I think it's reduced tickets as well, isn't it, Bob?
We've got that in for a couple of games as well. We're just trying to encourage people to come and have a look. It really is a treat and a completely different view, obviously, for the first time at this stadium.
Yeah, of course, normally available for away fans. Just final question from me, Bob. Fans are excited about the redevelopment. This is phase one. What's the next step for Peterborough United and London Road?
Well, we're in talks with our landlords, the City Council, about what could happen at the other end. But obviously things like that need financing, they need lots of planning, but these talks have been ongoing for some time and will continue to do so.